What's good, everybody? It's your girl Babzy Boat here, giving you the Milo of the week. Now, I know I have not done a podcast for Milo of the week for quite some time. If you guys know me in real life, you would know that there's some reasons why. I'm not going to tell you the reasons right now, but there's been reasons why. You hear what I'm saying? But anyhow, you know, for 2019, I said I got to try to get back in the groove of things, doing all of the things that you guys really want from me. And because of all the drama that's been going on for the past couple of days, I was like, okay, it's time for me to come out and speak about a few of these things. Now, obviously, the biggest drama that's been going on for the past literally 3 weeks is this drama that has to do with Jussie Smollett from Empire. So there was this threatening letter that was written to threaten Jussie Smollett. And it was on the 22nd of January. And basically what happened after the letter was nothing. Like, nobody really did anything. It didn't really get any buzz. It didn't really get any attention. So I guess Jussie Smollett wants to up the ante, and he created, allegedly, this whole fake staging of him being beaten up from a politically driven, homophobic driven standpoint. When I first heard the story, I was kind of like, these details sound weird. You know, he's in Chicago. He's being jumped at 2 o'clock in the morning in like -5,000 weather. You know, he's going to get a sandwich from Subway because he just arrived in Chicago. And as soon as he walks out, you know, people are screaming at him like, hey, Empire faggot, da 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 da, whatever. Like, that to me, right? And this is just being Babzy. This is just being a person who has of sound mind and knowledge. Is like, how coincidental could that be? That the minute you step out of your hotel room, there's people out there looking at you, waiting for you, and have bleach in their hand to throw on you and beat you up. So that was kind of like, you know, this sounds really, really, really sketchy. Now, mind you, as Babzy again, I will tell you that I know that people who are in the public's eye do go through some very weird things. You know, I myself, I'm threatened on a daily basis, right? You know, people say to take these threats serious, blah, 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 whatever. But pretty much, I know how unstable, you know, basic fans, followers, whatever, could be. So I didn't really rule it out because I was like, you never know. This could have really actually happened. And in the type of environment that America is in right now, like, to me, it was a possibility that it could have happened. Now, what I found interesting was when there was conversations about the MAGA hat, you know, Chicago not really being a, you know, red state, as they call it in politics. You know, I kind of felt that was weird. Like, it seemed weird that these were like key things and key markers that were used to talk about what happened. You know, listening to him on his Good Morning America segment, I think it was, and he was just talking about, you know, I'm not a punk, and there's this belief that gay men are punks, and, you know, I was just kind of weird, because it's like, you know, when you've been beaten up, or you've been attacked, as such as I've been attacked, you don't really act like that. I don't know if that makes sense, but the way he was acting to me just seemed odd. So, you know, obviously, you know, because I guess he was throwing words at the Chicago police, you know, the Chicago police kind of maybe got offended and then started to like leak the real details of what happened. So like Jussie Smollett said, you know, he was attacked by, you know, two white men screaming, you know, MAGA country, blah, 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 blah. But now when you start narrowing it down and you're like seeing the two Nigerian brothers, both of these brothers, you know, Jussie was following one of them on Instagram up until recently. They've come on the Empire set. I guess those acting gigs when you're like a stand-in and you're like, you know, you're just an extra. So it was kind of like starting to crumble and fall apart from that. And on top of that, like, a lot of people were saying, you know, who's walking around with bleach at 2 a.m. in a MAGA hat? And so these Nigerian dudes had on a MAGA hat, bro. Like, I don't know, man. Like, this is really upsetting for me. And I'm going to say, like, for how I feel about Jussie right now, I feel he's a bullying dog. Now, when I say he's a bullying dog, I don't mean as in buller, you know, like, I know he's a gay man. I'm not being homophobic when I say bullying dog. He's just a fucking dog, right? That's the slang. Like, why would you orchestrate something like this? What is going on in your life that you would orchestrate such a lie to this magnitude, where you're talking about, you know, people, you know, talking about get out of the country, MAGA country, blah, 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 and you're lying. And why I'm upset is because these things actually do happen every single day in America. There are black people who are under attack. There are gays that are under attack simply because they're black or simply because they're gay. So now you come now and you make this storyline that is a somewhat believable storyline. And it's a storyline that could happen elsewhere. And you just basically, and now you basically just put blacks and gays back 100 years, because you're saying it was a politically driven attack. You know, now they're saying obviously it wasn't. So now Donald Trump is chiming in talking about, oh, you know, look what these black people are doing again, lies on me, look what these gay people are doing. And like, every single piece of evidence at this stage of the game will help when it comes to showing who Donald Trump really is, how he's going to get reelected, and this and that. Staging an incident like this just makes things look so much worse for black people and for gay men. And it's going to make, when these crimes actually do happen, it's going to make it so much more difficult for these people to be believed that something happened to them, because people are going to be like, well, Jesse Smollett came and make up story and he say this and he say that and he say whatever. And that's what I'm upset about, because I don't like the people who cry wolf, especially in a time where, you know, this kind of crying wolf thing could be detrimental to other people. You know, I know there's this desperation people lately, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. You know, there's this desperation to stay relevant, to be popular, to be number one, to be this, to be that. And the publicity stunts that people are doing to garner attention is absolutely ridiculous. Like, you have to believe in your talent and stand behind your talent. So like, faking things and, you know, pretending you have beef with somebody you don't, and, you know, starting shit just to get a reaction out of people. Like, I'm not cool with that, because it's like, you know, just stand behind your talent. If you're a singer, if you're an actress, if you're a blogger, like, just stand behind your talent. I'm just really upset about it, because I'm like, look, man, you know, there was other people making allegations that, yo, Jesse, you know, was on Tinder or Grindr, and like, the date went wrong. Like, so many allegations were going out wrong. But now, basically, they are looking to arrest him and charge him for, you know, dealing with this whole situation and making up all these lies. And, you know, the FBI is involved. And now that the FBI is involved, you know, basically all of his history is being skinned out in the road. You know, they're saying now that apparently, you know, Fox is considering removing him from Empire. Like, all of this, bro, to do what? Like, this is a negative impact on your career. And everybody's going to be like, bad publicity is publicity. Nah, like, this is going to ruin him for life. Like, I don't see him really recovering from this. I can't see him recovering from something like this. Like, this is terrible. I couldn't even believe when I saw all of this unfolding, and now, you know, they want to arrest him, and like, this is really bad. And like, your old history is getting pushed out to the front, that you lied before the police, you know, you threw your brother under the bus. Like, I don't understand what this man do this for. That's just where I am with that, because really and truly, it's disappointing, because I don't understand what the outcome of this was supposed to be. Like, was he supposed to be seen as the gay Tupac for real? Like, he really felt that he was just gonna make up this lie and then talk things, and then he was just gonna get somewhere? Like, nah, dog. So I'm gonna keep my eye on this story for the next couple of days. I'm gonna see what happens to him. Is he gonna go to jail? Like, this is serious. Like, he's actually hired Howard Weinstein's defense team. That is not a good look. So folks, pray for your brother, because he gonna get fucked up about here. So guys, this next story that I want to talk about for the Milo of the Week is the story that's going on with the Kardashian family. Like, this one here, I had to really stop and like, reread everything and try to draw a chart so I could keep up, because this shit is some real bullshit. So Khloe Kardashian, her baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, allegedly, well, not allegedly, it's actually been confirmed, was messing around at a house party he had with Jordan Woods. Now, Jordan Woods is Kylie Jenner's best friend, grew up around the family, making some money because of her association with the family, and she was caught rubbing down Tristan Thompson and on his lap and all kind of other things, kissing up and whatever. I don't even understand these rascal stories that just be going on like this here, right? I'm gonna try and break this down for one of because I don't even know where to start. So basically, this whole family is just really not about girl code, really not about family code. They do whatever the fuck they want to do. And that's just showing right now with this situation. So a lot of people were asking me if I feel bad for Khloe Kardashian. I'm kind of like, nah. Because you guys do this to each other. You know what I mean? Like, this is what happens when you do shit to people. Shit comes back onto you. So Khloe Kardashian basically started dating French Montana behind Trina's back. And Trina was cool with the Kardashian family, right? Now, French Montana lived with Trina at the point in time when Khloe started to date French Montana, to the point that Trina found out through the tabloids. She didn't even know that he was up and down with Khloe Kardashian like this. Now, Trina has never really admitted to being in a real full-fledged relationship. She's never said, we were dating blah, 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 how many years. But, I mean, I'm Babsy. I can read through the lines. You obviously had something going on with French Montana that you were living with him and you guys were living together. So, I mean, Khloe basically took her friend's man and then she went and dated James Harden on top of that, who is Trina's ex as well. Now, Kylie, you know, backstabbed, you know, people to get with Tyga. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Blac Chyna was family friends with the Kardashians as well. And then, you know, basically Tyga left Blac Chyna for Kylie. Kylie left Tyga for Travis Scott. So it's like a ping pong ball kind of thing. I don't even know. But Tristan has cheated on Khloe before. He's cheated on her when she was pregnant. He's cheated on her for no reason. He's just been cheating on her. The only thing that I will say is I see a lot of people being like, yo, you know, you can't keep your man, you this, you that, whatever. I'll tell you the truth. You can't control if a man's going to cheat or not. He's been a proven cheater in history, you know, and that's just what he does. I don't think he gives a shit. You know, he obviously has no respect for, you know, the level that the family is on from a public standpoint, that he would actually be that low to mess with his baby mom's sister's best friend. And she's a fucking dog too, because I don't know how she could be messing around with Tristan knowing that Khloe just had a baby for him. Like, the baby like might be like a year, you know, she's been around the family for years. You know, that is some fucking disloyal shit to the max. It's not even like Tristan is Khloe's ex. You know what I mean? Like, Tristan and Khloe were still together. And then you fucking with your sister's baby daddy that she's still with. Like, these people are some cold ass motherfuckers about here. I don't know. Social media seems to be dragging Jordan over this. A lot of people are coming to the defense of Khloe and they're like, this is disgusting. Tristan is horrible. You know, Tristan has turned off the comments on his Instagram. You know, this is sad. But to me, like, that's just my take on it. Like, you know, if you're going to run in a circle of women who basically don't have respect for each other, they date each other's men, they date each other's baby daddies, you know, like Blac Chyna had a baby with, you know, Rob Kardashian. Like, it's like these people just don't even have respect for themselves. So it's going to be very hard for people to have respect for them out here in these streets, because if you don't respect yourself first and foremost, people are not going to respect you. So there you have it, the Milo of the week, the two biggest stories that have been going on. I said, let me come and give you guys my opinion because I've been kind of hush hush on the Jussie Smollett situation. You know, it's kind of difficult when you're black, right? Like, black. that you can't speak out against a black person going through something, even though like what they're going through, they might have called upon themselves, they might be guilty of doing whatever, you know, you would be penalized and criticized for speaking up against a black man like that. And that's why I didn't really want to jump in the story from the very, very beginning, because to me, I was kind of like, look, I don't have all the details, I don't want to say nothing wrong, and I don't want to get in the middle of some racial homophobic war right now, because that's what it always turns into. You know, a lot of people are saying they don't trust the Chicago police. I understand that, but really, guys, it's starting to look bad. I mean, the two Nigerian dudes done ratted him out, said that he paid them. You know, like, I just hope that he doesn't do a long, lengthy jail sentence over this, because he has been charged with a felony, it looks like. And I just think his career is done from here. So what was the reason you did this? Like, what did you think you were going to get from this? Like, I don't understand people's logic. So just think about that, people. The next time you want to stage something, make up a story, you know, say something that happened that didn't happen. Because when people start digging in your rascal life and investigating, you know what I mean? They always say the higher the monkey climb, the more you to see he ass. You know what I mean? Just try to be honest and truthful out here. If you want attention, get attention in a positive way from doing good music, good acting, good things, and good things shall come to you. But you can't have a positive outcome using negative antics. You understand what I'm saying? So it's your girl Babzy. Make sure you are following me on social media all over. My name is strictly Babzy, except for Facebook. My name is Babzy at Large. And look out for the new segment, the Babzy Bites, that's going to be starting on Instagram in about a day or so. So love you guys. I'm gone. Later.